Alliant proposes a new 300-megawatt plant at their existing facility at Cassville. The new unit would mostly burn coal, but also about 10% biomass. Environmental groups have repeatedly criticized the plant and have now brought in a New York financial consultant who's raising more concerns about the cost of Alliant's plan. Thomas Sanzillo says the plant would be a bad investment of shareholder dollars.
Because currently construction prices are going up around the world for coal-fired power plants. There's also uncertainty regarding the way that coal-fired power plants are going to be regulated in the future, and those will be additional costs.
For example, Sanzillo says there could be new federal regulations like a carbon tax. He also says coal prices are going up, while alternatives like wind power are getting less expensive, and the state could do more with energy efficiency. But Alliant spokesman Rob Crane still argues the Cassville plant would be good for shareholders.
What we have done to try to mitigate the potential concerns regarding coal is to offset the amount of coal we're going to use at the site. We're ready to start the plant with renewable fuels for 10% and are looking at increasing that as the market would sustain it.
Public Service Commission staff have weighed in with some new analysis. They say the Cassville plant would be in one of the best biomass resource areas, but they also say the new proposed generation unit would not be the least cost option. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.